And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Alabama, or Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, before I go any further, we're about to talk some military stuff here, but let me do this first. My friends at Riley and Jackson Law Firm. All right, you've heard me talk about them before. Listen, these are actual friends of mine. I've worked with them on cases. I've worked with them on issues. I like to say they're not just good on the law. They're good on politics, too, if you know what I mean. A major law firm. They're based in Birmingham. They work statewide. But Riley and Jackson is working on this Camp Lejeune water contamination stuff. They got like five lawyers working on it. And there's literally been upwards of 19 different major illnesses attributed to the water contamination at Camp Lejeune. And if you were there from the years 1953 to 1987, in any capacity, even as a dependent or a trainee or a TDY or a permanent duty station, you may qualify for a claim, and Riley and Jackson can help you with that. And the other thing they wanted me to let you know, too, speaking of the military, if you were a firefighter or if you were in the military using firefighting foam, they're also working on cases right now that prove that some of that firefighting foam was carcinogenic, and there has been major cancer illnesses attributed to the use of that foam, and you may qualify for a claim in that regard as well. Here's the deal. If you want to know if you qualify for a claim, they will not charge you for a phone call. You'll get a real person on the phone, and they'll talk you through it, and they'll see whether or not you have a claim or not, and they don't get paid unless they get a claim to the point of reimbursement for you, period. All right, having said all that, here's the deal. If you want to call them, they've got several of our Right Side listeners that are now clients, they've told me. If you want to call them, their number is this, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. Just give them a call. Tell them you heard about it here at Right Side Radio. Oh, I got to do that thing. You ready? Here we go. No representation made the quality legal service performed greater than quality legal service performed by other lawyers. What did I do?
Hey, I timed you. You did 2.8.
2.8.
2.8.
I think my best was 2.6 ever, yeah. Right?
Right?
I'm not even sure I pronounced all the words correctly that time. all right. Hey, listen, we're going to number three on the Triple Dipper. Yes, I made it to number three on the Triple Dipper. Booms, we made it to number three. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all night. All right. So the last one is the military vaccine mandate. Military vaccine mandate. Probably one of the worst worthless military policies I've ever seen. Now, I guess back when everything started, you looked at it and thought, oh, man, okay. I mean, first of all, there was ridiculous overreach on the part of the Biden administration to mandate all of society. Well, they couldn't mandate. They were going to use OSHA to go in and mandate vaccinations in private employers. Well, that resulted in lawsuits left and right. And then, oh, by the way, it came out that some of the vaccines were manufactured with using stem cells, which created a religious objection on the part of many who applied for their religious accommodations, and they were getting blanket denials without getting what the law calls a case-by-case review. And then on top of that, you had the first responders, and you had some cities doing their own mandates, and you had people losing their jobs, losing their careers. We now know that there's nothing about transmission of the illness that is prevented by having the COVID vaccine. Remember all the promises? 14 days to flatten the curve. And here we are 3 years later. And on top of that, we were looking at, you know, if you'll just stop with the pandemic of the unvaccinated and get your shot. Well, no. How about this? The President of the United States has had COVID like what, twice? The Secretary of Defense, who made the policy, has had COVID at least, what, twice? In fact, he had what they called a rebound case, I believe. All right. Here's the update. You probably already heard the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, basically the military budget, which also includes some policy, has been passed by the House, is waiting now for potential passage this week, they say. Senator Tuberville was on the show yesterday and said that they believe it's going to get passed this week. The House version of the NDAA removes the vaccine mandate for the military. So here's a story from National Review dated today. The Pentagon, it says, is now a theater itself in the fight over vaccine mandates. Last week, Republicans in the House of Representatives demanded the end of the COVID vaccine mandate President Joe Biden imposed on the U.S. military back in 2021. Republicans inserted language ending the mandate into the NDAA for fiscal year 2023, which sets the policy agenda and authorizes funding for the DOD. Republicans and a few Democrats, by the way, it's considered bipartisan, have now insisted on tying the end of the mandate to the passage of the key bill, forcing the White House into a precarious position. All right, so John Kirby, he's the one of the presidential spokesmen. He's the spokesman for the National Security Council. He calls the repeal of the vaccine requirement for troops a mistake. In his words, quote, Republicans in Congress have obviously decided they'd rather fight against the health and well-being of those troops rather than protecting them. What a ridiculous thing to say. Did it stop Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin from getting it? No. So why are you going to end someone's career? Anyway, we got recruiting in the tank. We got morale at an all-time low. The National Guard has been exceptionally hard hit on this. We're looking at losing up to 11,000, I believe it was, National Guardsmen just in Alabama alone on the vaccine mandates. I have one friend who achieved the rank of major in a very select unit here in the state of Alabama who chose to get out rather than have them be able to discharge him dishonorably for not taking the shot, because he recognized that if he got out voluntarily, put his paperwork in, even though he was only 2 or 3 years away from retirement, that he could get back in on his own later. But what's happened is you've got a bunch of folks that now were discharged. And so the question now becomes, was what was making sense back in 2021 still making sense today? And if it doesn't, why do it? And oh, by the way, the House bill, according to National Review, opens the door for the return of thousands of military servicemen and servicewomen who were dismissed for their refusal. My question, and the question of many, is will their return, if you lift the mandate, then, you know, Sergeant Joe Snuffy, who got out, can get back in. But if he gets back in, does he get his, you know, his time updated for service? Does he get his benefits back? Does he get his back pay for being discharged? And that's a question that's going to have to be addressed by Congress, because the DOD is not going to just give the money back. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee has been leading the charge on this, along with a few others, including our own Senator Tommy Tuberville. I've got an audio clip from her being interviewed on Newsmax. Boomer, you got that clip ready? Let's do this. She's talking directly about the question of reinstatement. Let's play that clip real quick.
Going to be passed quickly.
Senator, does this new policy change, does this impact veterans who did not want to get the vaccine to be reinstated with full pay? And will this policy continue after our military is back at full strength? Lowest levels in recruitment in 50 years right now.
That's right. What you're seeing is, if you look at just the Army, they are 15,000 short for this year. They'll be 21,000 short for next year. When you look at those that have already been removed, you've got 3,300 Marines, 1,800 from the Army and the Navy, and 900 from the Air Force. Meeting those in-strength numbers are going to be vitally important. Our goal right now is to get the NDAA completed, to get the vaccine mandate removed, and then we will be able to begin working on the other contingent issues.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. What I heard her say, and by the way, I like Marsha Blackburn, very solid, very conservative, typically gets good things done. What I did hear her say, though, was they're just going to work on trying to get it passed with the mandate lifted. They'll worry about reinstatement and back pay in subsequent legislation. I think that's a mistake. Right now, the leverage in this situation is the passage of the NDAA. If you pass it without those things, you have just basically, in my opinion, given away your leverage at a time when you don't have control of the Senate and you certainly don't have control of the White House. So my hope is that the Republicans in the Senate will have just, I mean, they've got, it's a split majority. I mean, it's like 50-50 and it's extremely close. If you peel off a couple of Democrats, you can get this thing passed with back pay and reinstatement. You can get their benefits plussed back up. And why would you not? Because the here you are passing a budget that is multi-billions, like $844 billion. This is a drop in the bucket to the budget process to reinstate someone who never should have been discharged in the first place. And if you're going to lift the mandate now, I get it. There was a policy in place for a window of time. And you have the option to choose to ignore that, DOD. But Congress can mandate. And if Congress passes the NDAA without including that, I believe they've lost their leverage. Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, he addresses how this is going to get done. He calls it a long-term strategy. Story I've got here from townhall.com. Lankford has been a vocal opponent of the vaccine mandate, which he furthered during Monday's call, reminding that it, quote, seems silly to just about everybody in the country because there's hardly an employer left that's requiring COVID vaccines, and the Biden administration has been absolutely obsessed with this issue, he says. He goes on to say, adding insult to injury is that the Department of Defense has had a balancing test for nearly two centuries about religious accommodations, and yet they won't grant them for this. He said they've granted religious exemptions for Muslim beards, Sikh turbans. When it comes to vaccines, however, Lankford pointed out such an accommodation request just seems to be hanging out there, and the DOD can't seem to make a decision, even when it comes to chaplains asking for the accommodations. So while the latest move finally resolves issues with COVID vaccines for recruiting or current active members, he said there's still details that have to be seen, such as specific language about how to address future religious accommodations and how to deal with reparations, in his words, reparations for ousted military members. In other words, how do we make them whole? In his words, reinstating workers with back pay needs to happen. And he also says, by the way, it's pointed out in the article, that's not without some history. You just saw in October, the New York Supreme Court ruled that state government workers who had lost their jobs for not getting vaccinated, they were not only owed their jobs back, they were owed back pay as well. That was the New York Supreme Court. So you got to imagine that if someone wants to get back in, that there's legal authority brewing now. It doesn't mean that it's presiding authority. It doesn't mean that it is the authority by which courts in, say, the 11th Circuit has to go by, just because the New York Supreme Court did it. But it does provide some measure of secondary law that has influence, and it indicates that the courts may be leaning towards reinstatement with back pay. So I think Senate needs to go ahead and just drive forward on this thing, make it happen. If you lose it on the NDAA, you may never get it back. Not during this administration, anyway. All right, Boomer, take the break, man. We'll come right back and wrap this up. The DOD, what are they saying about it? What's our Secretary of Defense saying about this? I got new comments that just came out. Tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, a lot of y'all hear me talk about it all the time, but I personally love going to Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Let me just suggest something to you, all right? So if you're like me and you're usually rushing out the door, a lot of times Charlene's got breakfast for me and I'm eating it in the car on the way to the office. Okay, let me just suggest something to you. Maybe tomorrow, give yourself an extra 10 minutes. Stop by Just Love Coffee Cafe. Have a breakfast that is far better than the drive-thru biscuit. Have a breakfast that is far better than the protein shake you just gulp down while you're driving. Maybe get a omelet. Maybe get some waffles. Maybe get something like I forgot what it's called now. The bacon tater. Oh my gosh. So all these things are available to you at both locations. They got an amazing menu for breakfast. But here's one more thing, all right? Aside from the amazing award-winning coffees and what Charlene calls the treat coffees, like the cappuccinos and the espressos and the lattes, you can also be the hero at work. Consider their barista box. That's where you go in and they fix you up with some freshly ground award-winning dry roast coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, your choice. And you take a whole box of that to work and you announce when you get there, Nobody has to use the nasty old mold-infested Keurig thing down there in the break room. We got fresh coffee from Just Love Coffee, and suddenly you're the office hero. Just think about it. I'm just saying. Two locations in our listing area for Just Love Coffee Cafe, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. So worth checking out. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate it. Okay, listen, wrapping this thing up, military vaccine mandates, I do believe they're going to be lifted. I do. I think the White House is boxed in. There's enough Democrat support now for this. You've got Democrats who are having governors in their states saying, we're losing our National Guard because of you. Please do something. And the bill before them is the NDAA. It's the one that sets military policy and funding. The House has passed their version that lifts the vaccine mandate. The Senate is going to act this week. We're going to see what they do. My sincere hope is the Senate will find some chutzpah and they will put in their reinstatement and back pay for those who want it. By the way, it's those who want it. It's not like everybody. It's those who want it. Those who file a claim, if they want to get back in, can get back in with service time brought forward, benefits brought forward, back pay reinstated. I think that makes sense. But right now what we're seeing is the DOD is not sure they want to do this. First of all, here's a story from ABC News. ABC News, keep the COVID military vaccine mandate, the defense chief says. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's had COVID twice himself, even though he was boosted like 97 times. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making clear he wants to keep the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate in place to protect the health of troops as Republican governors and lawmakers are pressing to rescind it. 20 Republican governors sent a letter to President Biden asking the administration to remove the mandate, saying that it's hurt their U.S. National Guard's ability to recruit troops. Well, Austin's response, I'm the guy who ordered the military to require the vaccine, and I support continuation of vaccinating the troops. All right, there's the boss. There's Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who got his degree and his commission from Auburn University here in Alabama. Great, nothing but respect, sir, but you know what? It's time to move on and recognize you were wrong. The military stopped the anthrax vaccine. The military got away from issuing mefloquine for malaria prevention. And the military, oh, by the way, recognized what it did wrong with Agent Orange. All three of those things were a good idea when they started, right? All of them. All of them were a good idea when they started. Mefloquine messed me up. Agent Orange messed up my dad. And then a whole lot of people got messed up by anthrax. And the military decided at some point, oh, that wasn't so good after all, and they stopped. So there is precedent for reversing a policy on something that is deemed necessary for the health and welfare of troops. When it first started out, maybe you had reason to believe it was okay. We now have empirical evidence that shows it is not okay. It is not working. It is not necessary. Maybe it mitigates some of your symptoms, especially for the older population. Our military is made up of the best and the brightest and the youngest and the fittest, and they have a lifestyle that is far more fit than the average citizen. Why would we impose this upon them when they do not carry the comorbidities that the other members of society who are more prone to this carry? Story I've got here, and I'll end it on this. Pentagon unclear how the military would manage the end of mandatory COVID-19 vaccines. How would you end it? Well, right now, this storyline that came off of U.S. Naval Information.org, USNI.org, earlier this month, December 7th, was that what, 7 days ago? Under the mandate, as of November 28th, the Navy had separated 2,064 sailors, both reservists and active duty. The Marine Corps had separated 3,717. I don't have Army numbers in front of me right now. I don't have Air Force numbers. But when you add it all up, you've got thousands and thousands of service members who lost their careers. And the Pentagon, it says in the opening paragraph, has no ready answers on how they would implement pending legislation to allow service members to refuse the COVID. How about this? You stop the program or you make it an optional shot. You can do that. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. And the Secretary of Defense needs to wake up and recognize there is prior precedent for discontinuing bad programs. All right, folks, we love you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Congressman Barry Moore on the show with us tomorrow. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.